Are you joyless or joyful with two L's? I said it this morning, and I'll say it again. You know the theme song for some Christians? Nobody knows troubles that I've seen. Nobody knows. Well, I'm going to lighten your load just about that much. There ain't too many people that care. Get a grip on it, okay? Just dig with it. Understand it. Hold on to it. They got their own troubles. They don't need to hear about mine. But that's what we go around saying. We've got a face as long as an old mule. And Dr. Robert Coleman said one time, a face is so long they can suck marbles up out of a gopher's hole. You know, folks, we got to do something about that, don't we? We got to look like we love Jesus. Oh. There was a fellow that came to church one time and had his church face on. Y'all know about church face, don't you? If you don't, just come up here some Sunday. You'll see one or two or a dozen maybe. Something happens when people get up on Sunday morning. These two vertebrae in their neck right here, number 4 and 5, just disappear. And the head just kind of goes right down on their neck. Chin sets on the top of the collarbone right there. And then the bottom lip just sort of curls out, you know, kind of pooches out. And somehow they lose the ability to move their body except at their waist. And so when you see one, guy came in one Sunday morning, sat down there, and this young lady's about 6 years old, sitting beside him, and she looked up at him and said, "Sir, are you okay?" "Well, yeah, honey, I'm a Christian." "Are you sure you're okay?" "Oh yes, honey, I'm full of the joy of the Lord." She looked up at him and said, "Well, why don't you tell your face?" You know, that's what we need to do. You know, are we joyless or joyful, folks? I was preaching a camp meeting, one of the cowboy camp meetings out in New Mexico at Mesa Redondo up near Clovis, and it was in June. Hot, great time in the morning. There was no wind blowing. And what they do out there, they go out on the ranch, and they've got a chuck wagon and another wagon. They bring all these, pitch a big old tent, set up about 300, 400 chairs, got song books, everything there, set up a platform, little speaker system and all that. And then all the food is cooked in cast iron pots and on cast iron on open fires. The whole week, breakfast, dinner, and supper, all out on open fire, just like they used to do it a long time ago. And you'll have 300 or 400 people show up out there. They'll come with their campers and the bedrolls, and literally some of them, if they're working on those ranches, they ride their horses over. And they have camp meeting. They have four services a day. They have 9 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 7 o'clock. You have two preachers, and we rotate. Well, this was my day to preach the 3 o'clock service. 106 degrees, no wind blowing, under a tent, out in the desert, just unbelievable hot. Well, I got through preaching and I was just pouring sweat. And I came out from under that tent and one of the fellows said, "John," said, "your wife has called and needs for you to call her as soon as you can." So I fell on the phone and I called her. I said, "Honey, what's wrong?" She said, they didn't come with me on that trip. They were home down in Midland. She said, "The air conditioning has busted." I said, "I see." I said, "Well, let me see what I can do here." And so I made arrangements with the other preacher and the president of the camp for me to leave there, preach the 8 o'clock service that night, leave there, drive home, then help my wife get something done, and then come back and preach the 3 o'clock service the next afternoon. The other preacher was in full agreement with that. And so I left as soon as that service was over, and I was listening to a Sandy Patty recording about... something about there's power in the name of the Lord, hope in the name of the Lord. I can't remember all the words to it. But every time she'd sing it, I'd hit replay. And we had our own concert all the way down to Clovis, New Mexico. Well, I pulled into this gas place on north side of town, a little zippy market there, sold diesel fuel. And so I pulled in and filled up my truck. And I walked in the door singing that song. Just mindlessly. There is hope in the name of the Lord. I was just having a good time, enjoying myself. And there was two people in the store. There was a lady behind the cash register, and there was another lady down there making popcorn or burritos or whatever she was doing to get ready for the next morning. And I walked in and I reached in my pocket. And I got out my money and I was fixing to give it to that lady. And she looked at me and she said, "Well, why are you so happy?" And I said, "Okay, don't move, darling. Just stay right where you are." And I went back to the front door and I turned around and I said, "Now, if I get anything wrong, you correct me. Because I want to know, I want to get this all right here." And so I came back in. I said, I was singing that song about hope in the name of the Lord and power in the name of the Lord. And I came over here and was fixing to pay you when you made an inquiry of me. You wanted to know why I was so happy. Is that correct? "Well, yes." I said, "Well, if you had Jesus in your heart, you'd be happy too." And she looked at me and pointed down at her co-worker and said, "That's what she's been telling me all night." And I found out that her co-worker had prophesied to her and said, "God's going to prove how much He loves you. He's going to send somebody in here that neither one of us know, and they're going to come in that door singing a song about Jesus." Now, I could have come in that door singing, "Nobody knows what it's like to have a busted air conditioner, preach at 3 o'clock service and sweat to death, have to drive back home and come back 200 more miles and preach again at 3 o'clock. Nobody knows." I'd have come in there singing all that. You know what she'd have said to me? "Buster, I know how you feel." Huh? Well, I'm going to give you the good news. She gave her heart to Jesus Christ that night, standing behind that cash register in Alsop's Zippy Market on the north side of Clovis, New Mexico at about 11:30 at night. Joyless or joyful? Let me say this. Y'all are almost country folks, and I'm going to take a chance here. I just had a thought. Do you know what some Christians need? They just need a good worming. It would absolutely put a smile right there on their face. Are you joyless or joyful? With two L's.